My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Talk more about Deshaun Watson of the Fabulous Greenbrier. Welcome in Daryl Ryder, who's also fabulous and dangerous. Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning. That was not the Deshaun Watson cut I thought you were going to play leading into me.
Well, you want to play a different one?
No, I'm good.
Okay, because there's a couple.
Yes, I'm very well aware there's a couple.
Oh, well, here you go. Feast your ears.
Just being the best Deshaun Watson can be for this team so we can get that ultimate goal. Maximizing my potential and my talent, that's my motivation.
If none of it's proving people wrong, like you rank quarterbacks.
I give two about the people say.
Ooh, tough talking to Deshaun Watson. Daryl, your thoughts?
Man, that was something on Friday. Boy, I tell you, I was not expecting that. And the odd thing about that is I'm the one that all of a sudden put him in a bad mood with what I thought was a fairly innocuous question, just asking him besides rehab, you know, what did he do this offseason, maybe a little differently to get ready for what is a pretty big year for him. And that kind of started the spiral downhill with that, you know, that press conference. So I don't know that that's the tone that you want to be projecting. None of us brought up any of the, you know, his past problems. He received all football questions. And in fact, Ken, he's been getting nothing but football questions from us for really the better part of almost 2 years now. And then just, you know, out of nowhere, he wanted to kind of make it known that he's got axes to grind. And, you know, he certainly has a big chip on his shoulder because we apparently assassinated his character and it wasn't hundreds and hundreds of pages of court documentation.
Well, Daryl, it did seem like he was a little bit different. I was saying earlier in the show how he's always been cool and calm in most of these interview settings, and he looked like he was definitely working through some things. And I said it does stand to reason. I mean, the last 2 years have probably been very different from any of his other professional years to where he was, you know, considered one of the greats in the game, you know, from his college days to the NFL. And all of a sudden, he's an afterthought. I mean, I hate to say it to Browns fans, but he is a total afterthought anytime anybody talks about the best QBs in the league.
No, there's no question. And there are questions as to whether or not, and legitimate questions, Anthony, as to whether or not he's going to be able to, you know, reclaim the player that he was down in Houston. He's not played a full season since, 2020. In 2021, of course, he sat out with whatever led to that dispute with the Texans after he had already signed a $100+ million contract extension with them. And then obviously 2022 was the year of the allegations and the disciplinary back and forth with the NFL league office and ultimately an 11-game suspension. And then of course last year, out of his control, not his fault, but just when it felt like he was starting to catch a little bit of a rhythm early in the season, he injures the throwing shoulder and ultimately suffers a season-ending injury that required surgery. And now he had to spend this offseason, the bulk of it, rehabbing and getting that shoulder back to where it needs to be for him to be able to perform. But, I have no idea, Anthony, what to expect from him. My hope is that we can start to see some of the glimpses of the player he was with the Texans. But I'll be honest with you, I'm not confident in that. Hope doesn't mean confidence. I'm hoping he returns to that, because if he does, this is going to be a very fun football season for Browns fans. If he doesn't, I still feel like they can win. We saw it last year, five different quarterbacks. They won 11 games, made the playoffs. This is a very good roster if they're able to stay healthy. If he does struggle, obviously that makes life difficult on the rest of the team to achieve their goals.
Say he's no longer that guy anymore. What's the best case scenario of a good Deshaun Watson that you could believe, not hope, but you think would happen?
Yeah, best case scenario, Ken, is, not a lot of turnovers, because that's the most important thing, right? That he takes care of himself and he takes care of the football. So for me, best case scenario, assuming that, some of the physical gifts have diminished a little bit because of all this off time that he's had, is that, he's at least healthy and he takes care of the football.
Daryl Ryder with us right now, recapping what's going on at training camp so far. I know Coach said that he was wishing it'd be a little hotter to get them acclimated for what's to come, but have you noticed anything different here in year two at Greenbrier, or for that matter, year five for Kevin Stefanski?
Not really in line of that, Anthony. Honestly, it's not a Kevin Stefanski thing. It's a collective bargaining agreement thing. They're limited in what they can do early in camp. Today, the pads are going to go on. Stefanski kind of gave us a little bit of a heads up that the days of the pads going on and them going at each other are long gone. That's not going to happen. He obviously wants to take care of his football team. It's going to be another acclimation-style practice. In fact, as I look out my hotel room window right now, it is raining. They moved practice up this morning to avoid some of the thunderstorms that are in the forecast for today. They're going to practice this morning at 8:45 instead of mid-morning, early afternoon like they have been. But I think tomorrow's practice and I think Thursday's practice are going to be the two most productive, at least from my standpoint, watching and getting to see a competition. We've not had a tremendous amount of 7-on-7 or 11-on-11. We got some 7-on-7 during Saturday's practice. I got to see Deshaun throw five red zone touchdowns, which was great to see. David Njoku came back. He caught a touchdown pass and, did his patented chief slam. But,
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Lack of intensity in practices, from a physical standpoint and guys just really going after each other. And that's more of a collective bargaining thing. And I'll tell you this, on Saturday, during Saturday's practice, a couple of times during 11-on-11, Kevin Stefanski actually kind of had to step in and remind guys to take it easy and not go after each other and that they're teammates and let's not get anyone hurt by being over-aggressive or doing something stupid.
Wow, Daryl, the Mike Vrabel part of this is interesting. Every time I see any video, in fact, I make the argument that the Vrabel video has been more interesting than anything else I've seen at camp.
Yeah, I mean, he's living his best life with the Browns right now, man. It's a lot of fun to watch him. I mean, he is definitely appointment viewing. He jumps in the middle of these drills. The other day he was going up against the offensive line, playing some linebacker. He races Jameis Winston pretty much on a daily basis, and not just once. They run a couple of heats. Kind of comes out of nowhere. He's heavily involved in the special teams unit with Bubba Ventrone as they implement their strategies for this new kickoff rule and how they're going to approach it. I've seen up to 7, maybe 8 different return combinations that they're using. Bubba Ventrone was certainly true to his word about that. If you're a skill guy, you're going to get a chance to participate in that regard. But Mike Vrabel living his best life with the Cleveland Browns right now. He is just, you'd think he's a player out there, Anthony. It is a lot of fun to watch the energy he brings during practice.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Anything more on JOK status in terms of a future contract?
Well, that is certainly going to come up at some point this morning when we speak with Andrew Berry. I haven't heard anything in the way of progress there. Obviously, he's a guy, Ken, that I hope that they're able to take care of. I really like JOK a lot. He has really started to blossom into a really good Pro Bowl level caliber football player for them. I remember when they drafted him in the second round and just how excited they were, feeling like they stole the first round pick. We'll talk to Andrew Berry about that and a wide variety of other subjects later this morning.
Was there anything that the Haslam said to you over the weekend that stuck out when it comes to the stadium issue?
Yeah, well, I think the quote was 90% of the fans want the dome. Truth be told, the Haslams want the dome. I think that it's not just a matter of navigating the politics around it to make it happen. Jimmy Haslam was asked if this needs to be a ballot issue for voters. And the response for Jimmy was, quote, "It's my understanding it does not," end quote. So, they are working through, various scenarios, but they want the dome. It's very apparent. They think that that's the best route to go. And obviously, a lot of Browns fans are just fine if they build that dome in Brook Park.
Is there, I mean, you're a conduit for the fans. You're a media member. Is there a percentage you think is more closer to the truth to the people that want the dome? Can you put it like it's 91% or 87%? What do you have that you actually believe who actually want the dome?
Yeah, no, I think that the fans that still want to be on the lakefront are the diehard fans that go back to the 60s and 70s and even some, the 80s that have those memories at old Cleveland Municipal Stadium, but the reality is not only the sport of football has changed and evolved, and let's be honest about it, Ken, up until Kevin Stefanski taking over, the Browns had no such thing as a home field advantage. Let's just keep that real, right? Under Stefanski, they have established a home field advantage, and it also helps that they've got a pretty good football team. The other thing too, Ken, the economics, the entertainment economics certainly have changed, and these facilities are desired to be multi-use, not so much for multi-sport, right? I mean, we grew up in the era of Three Rivers and Riverfront and Veterans Stadium and Busch Stadium, even Cleveland Municipal Stadium, these stadiums that hosted both football in baseball. And, you know, in the 90s building boom, the two sports got separated with individual buildings. But you're talking major concerts. You're talking, you know, college football playoff, you know, Final Fours and stuff, you know, and things like that. And these are the things that, you know, the Haslams really want to be able to not only compete with other facilities like Lucas Oil Stadium, whatever they end up building in Chicago, Ford Field up in Detroit. You know, they want to be able to compete with those facilities for some of these marquee events to bring them to Northeast Ohio.
Daryl, how was your performance in the pickleball tournament extravaganza?
I had never played before, but that's no excuse. I was the worst player on the court by far. And I would say I woke up this morning with extremities that I did not know existed on fire. I feel like I've been through a meat tenderizer, to be perfectly honest with you. But it
really?
Was a lot of fun.
Pickleball's supposed to be low impact. It's supposed to be for everybody.
The legs got a good workout that they're not used to getting yesterday, that's for sure. But I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun. And after playing it, even though I was pretty awful, I'm looking forward to playing more of it because it was so much fun. It really is a fun sport that just about everyone can play.
Who is the best?
Dan Murphy and Fred Greatham ended up winning the title, but Mary Kay Cabot and Peter John Baptiste, they came in second place. Mary Kay, man, she was getting after it there. She got a little cut on her knee too, trying to you know, go for a ball. I ran into a wall trying to save a ball, but yeah, Mary Kay's quite the player too.
You ran into the wall, Daryl.
Yeah, I ran into a wall trying to save a play, and I failed miserably.
Put his body on the line for the game, Daryl.
I did. Yes, I did. The wall won.
Well, sorry to hear that, but at least you're still with us, and
yes.
We'll talk to you next week, Daryl. We'll talk to you Friday, Daryl.
Look forward to it, guys.
Thank you. Daryl Ryder giving us the report. Hey, 8:45 practice today. 8:45.
Matt, moved up because of the rain.
Daryl brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Well, you need the rain. I mean, you know, been saying it for years.
Yeah. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.